Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Smart Biz Network. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is Barbara Swanson, who is an entrepreneur and nutritional expert, and she's here to talk about Dare to Be Wild. How are you, Barbara?
I'm doing great, Cynthia. Thank you for inviting me. I sure appreciate being on with you.
Thank you. So tell us a little bit about Dare to Be Wild.
So the Dare to Be Wild is like a challenge. There's a, you know, there was the ice bucket challenge, and there's a lot of dares and challenges out there on the social media. And the Dare to Be Wild is a challenge to help people work with a supportive group in a way that is very simple to start upgrading your health and lifestyle to get to where you want to be as far as your physical fitness and health go.
You know, with all of the people going to gyms and trying this fad and that fad, there's millions of people all across the country that are looking for something. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I think almost everybody is looking for something that will help. And what happens is a couple of things. A lot of times people want to have a change in their life, and so they, you know, look for some kind of program or some kind of diet. And, you know, maybe they went paleo or they went gluten-free or they did something like that. And they may have noticed some benefits. A lot of people certainly do. And then they either get confused or they get lazy or they just simply haven't made a great habit yet of those changes. And so it kind of slips by the wayside and then they're back in their regular routine. And the big issue that I have seen in my 20 years of working with people is that people don't stick with something long enough for it to become a habit. If you do something for 30 days solid, you begin to create a habit. By the time you've done it for 90 days, it's very few people do anything that's different for 90 days. So they think that these changes aren't necessarily helpful and don't realize they haven't given it time to really make a lasting difference in how they feel.
So explain a little bit if somebody wants to do the Dare to Be Wild challenge, can you explain what they have to do?
Absolutely. So it's really about making it work because we want people to thrive in this challenge and be able to really last through. So it consists of five simple steps. There is a Facebook group that you can join and be in a group of people who are posting about their dares and how it's working for them and what they're doing. So the dare is basically five steps. And the first step is to remove or reduce synthetic and processed foods. And basically that means anything that's in a box, anything that's in a can that's been put together, like in other words, not just a vegetable. We're not asking people to change their diet completely, just remove synthetic and processed foods. The second step, whatever you're doing now to move and exercise, move more. So if you're doing nothing, we're not going to say go to the gym. We're going to say, all right, start walking 10 minutes a day. You know, walk up and down the stairs to your workplace. Walk up and down the stairs in your house. Walk around your yard. Walk around your block. Whatever you do, just move more. And, again, that makes that an accessible goal that anybody at any level of health can do. And we have people who are almost homebound moving more, and we have people who are running triathlons doing that more. So the dare fits wherever you are in your life. The third of five steps is to hydrate. Drink more water. And again, we're not saying how much to drink, but whatever you're drinking, and unless you're greatly into health already, it's probably not enough. So drink more and drink better water. If you're drinking tap water, buy a Brita filter or a Pure filter. If you're drinking bottled water, find a filter where you're not using something with plastic on it. So there's these small upgrades that are very accessible. The fourth step is to get enough sleep. And this is a big one. A lot of our processes that increase health that have to do with cleansing our body and detoxifying our liver and our kidneys, our brain health, those processes really only occur at night. And if you're not sleeping well or sleeping enough, they cannot happen. And over time, your health will be affected. And then the last step, and the one that I really love, is to add better foods, add micronutrient-rich foods. Now, there's a product line I work with and use, but really what we're saying is, you know, eat more fresh fruit, eat more fresh vegetables, eat more whole foods, and you'll get more micronutrients. And so those are the five simple steps.
So you mentioned a Facebook page. If somebody is listening to this and wants to join that Facebook page, what's the address?
It's just, they type in a search for Dare to Be Wild and it'll come right up. It's a free group and anybody can join.
How many people are in the group now, would you say?
You know what? I'm not sure. I can look and see while we're talking, but I haven't been paying attention. Don't know. I don't think it's a huge group right now. You know, we're just daring each other and kind of doing it word of mouth. So there's 253 members.
Oh, good. And what they do is exchange their goals and successes.
Well, we actually encourage people to post videos. To post a video saying, hey, I'm on the dare, you know, and post a video whenever you feel like it, once a week, once a month. And, you know, if you stick for it for your 90 days and you decide to try the products that I use, the company I work with will actually send you, I did the Dare to Be Wild t-shirt, which is sweet.
Okay. Okay.
But you do not have to buy the products to join the group and do the dare. You can do it, you know, in your own way.
Right. Now, I am also a connoisseur of the product that you're talking about. And if you want to learn more about this product, type in New Earth, and my number is 227-6662, or you could just Google New Earth Cynthia Pooler, P-O-O-L-E-R, and my website will come up. You can look at it, get ideas, share it with your friends, and it's a wonderful way to get healthier. So
yeah, it's a great micronutrient product. It's a, you know, one of the things that people have to worry about in our world is, you know, is this supplement what they say it is? You know, a great many companies, what's on the label is not what you get in the bottle. And so, you know, I, like you, we work with this company that does guarantee what's in the bottle because it's third-party verified by National Sanitation Foundation. And the entire facility is GMP certified. So that gives a level of security knowing that what you're eating is safe and pure.
So there have been other programs with your company. Can you tell us how the company is trying to make people healthier?
So one of the things our company has done is we are a member of the Blue Zones Project. So if you Google that, you can see it's all about helping Americans have a healthier lifestyle, lose their obesity, lose their weight gain, and basically be healthy. And our company is certified Blue Zone friendly, which means that they adhere to healthy choices for their people who work there. The product that we create is a healthy choice for the planet. our company is, we don't just say or talk or use as PR the idea of giving back. Every person who works at our company is given basically, I think it's 3 full days of paid vacation to volunteer at any charity of their choice. So we are, our company pays its people to work for charity. We give a certain amount of our product away to charity. We're allied with 7 different charities and provide our amazing wild foods to Feeding America, along with several other charities where food insecurity is being addressed. So we really put our money and our product where our mouth is as far as giving back and making sure that not only what we sell is good for you, but the way we do it is good for you.
You know, I'm a baby boomer. So sometimes I'll sit in front of my computer and I'll watch music videos from like 30, 40, 50 years ago. And I'm looking at these pictures and all of these stars and entertainers, they were pretty thin. And now, you know, they say we're in the midst of an obesity crisis. Is it because people don't understand how to eat properly, or do you think it's society that forces all this stuff upon us?
You know, that's a really, really good question, and I don't think there's a single answer. I think it's a combination of things. People are moving less. You know, in schools, children are not allowed to have the time to move around. And, of course, we see an increase in ADD and other brain health diseases because children are not meant to sit 6 and 7 hours a day. That's contrary to the health of the body. Many people feel they have the time or energy to both shop and then cook, and so they're eating much, much more processed and fast food, which contain up to 80 chemicals in every single thing you put into your mouth, which are not food-based. In fact, in America, the average American only eats 30% of their diet as real food. 70% of the American diet is not even real food. It is food stuff or chemicals that are created in food. So it's, you know, Americans do not realize the lack of health in our diet. We're not in the way we have health care, which is through our doctors. I think another issue that is really important is that we don't understand the connection between food and health because, again, we're not taught. When you really stop to think about it, Cynthia, on a daily basis, your body needs about 50 micronutrients, and those are vitamins and minerals and amino acids and essential fatty acids. These are things that you absolutely cannot rebuild yourselves. You cannot rebuild your DNA. You cannot rebuild your brain chemistry for any length of time if you don't every single day get those 50 micronutrients in your body. The average American is probably lucky to be getting 30 to 40% of that. So we have a vast number of people with a hugely, dramatically increasing number of chronic diseases at the same time that they're not getting these base raw materials, but there's no connection made in the media or in your doctor's office between a lack of nutrition and the way your body functions as a biological machine.
People are living to an older age. Do you think that there's a dramatic increase in, like, arthritis and other diseases that are related to not eating properly amongst older people?
Well, yes, and here's the thing that's pretty scary, actually. Not only is it among older people, it's among younger and younger and younger people. We are now seeing on the rise diseases of aging in teenagers, diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, which at one time was solely a disease of aging. We now see it regularly in the upper teens. Many diseases that we now see in teenagers and in the 20s at one time was only found in the elderly as their systems started to decline naturally and they weren't able to access the nutrients in their diet. Their bodies would start to shift and change into the process of aging and eventually dying. But now, without the nutrients, those shifts and changes are coming at younger and younger ages. And it's so interesting that you started off the statement saying we're living longer. This generation that has been born in the last 4 years is actually not going to live as long as you or me. Their projected lifespan is shorter than ours for the first time in the history of the world. Children are not going to live as long as their parents.
Wow. So during our next conversation, Barbara, everybody is busy. Everybody's got all kinds of activities in the home and outside the home. So a lot of times people don't have the time to eat right. So in our next conversation, let's talk about what is the ramifications of that and how people can very easily have the nutrition that they need for a healthier body. Would that be okay with you?
I would love that because I'm all about giving people solutions. I mean, I don't want to give this disastrous news that's so devastating and sad and frustrating and then not give people options on what they can do to change it, because we can change it. It's really simple. It's as simple as what you put in your mouth, so let's definitely do that.
Okay. So, again, the Facebook page, if they type in Dare to Be Wild, they could join the Facebook page. And if they want to look at my website, they could go to Google and type in New Earth and type in Cynthia Poehler, Poehler. My website will come up. Look at it and share this information with your friends and family. You've been listening to Barbara Swanson. She's been talking about Dare to Be Wild. And Barbara will be on again and to tell us more nutritional information so that we can all live happier and healthier. Barbara, thank you so much, and thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you, Cynthia. Bye, everybody.